Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Boland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Case steals second. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Case moves to third. Joquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Myatt. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Myatt steals second. Joquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence strikes out. One out. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 0 for 1 in the game. Boland hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Farrell reaches second base with a double. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. QL reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 0-for-2 in the game. Boland hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Spence. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Moncrief moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ed Boland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boland is 0-for-3 in the game. Boland hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Al Evans pinch runs for Rick Farrell. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts for an out with unknown description. Evans moves to third. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Senators. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Hafey pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Tom Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey takes first base on ball 4. Mancuso moves to second. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Tom Hafey. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boland. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mancuso scores. Shirley goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.